joined in the studio by producer Scott. Scott, good morning, mates. Good
morning, Adrian. How are you?
Very good. Now, 2 days ago, the film and television fans were treated to the release of the Golden Globe Award nominations. It's the second biggest award show behind the Academy Awards. The Golden Globe Awards are handed out by the Hollywood Foreign Press. And this year, there were a few snubs, as well as a few films leading the way, as well as some very proud Aussies doing well as well.
Yeah.
Now, Scott, into the lead-up, what leader of the nominations, which films have received the most praise?
Well, the film that took the most nominations, with 7 total nominations, was La La Land. Damien Chazelle's film, who directed Whiplash.
Oh, okay.
Which was a film that a few weeks ago, you know, when we did our top 10, came second. So this is his follow-up. It also just, that's off the back of its many awards at the Critics' Choice. So it was nominated for things like Best Comedy or Musical, Best Director, Best Actress in a Comedy, Best Actor in a Comedy or Musical, and many other awards.
Mm.
Followed just behind by the film Moonlight, with 6 nominations, which is about a gay black man at 3 stages of his life.
Oh, right. I heard little bits about that. Apparently it's a very good film.
Yeah, meant to be very good. And then what some may consider a surprise third place is a smaller film, Manchester by the Sea, with 5 nominations.
Wow.
So, yeah, so a lot of kind of smaller films getting the nominations, or it just in terms of box office revenue.
Yeah, right. Okay. What about the Aussies? How'd the Aussies go this year?
Yeah, we did very well this year, actually. So counting anyone who was nominated for an Australian film or just Australians that were nominated, we got a total of 8 nominations, which is pretty good. So we got 2 in the Best Drama Film category. The Australian film Lion and Hacksaw Ridge were both nominated. 2 Best Actor in Drama, Joel Edgerton for the film Loving, and then Andrew Garfield got nominated for Hacksaw Ridge. 1 Supporting Actress, Nicole Kidman, for Lion.
Okay.
Supporting Actor for Drama, Dev Patel for Lion. And Mel Gibson got a Best Director nomination.
Do we still count him as Aussie?
Well, that's an interesting one.
We do when he's going good, don't
we? Exactly, yeah. Well, that's like anything. We also steal any New Zealanders that, do well, and, we're just like, yeah, they're ours.
They're ours, yeah. Russell Crowe, Farlap, et cetera.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
A Crowded House.
Yeah, we'll just take...
Proud Aussies.
Yeah, no, they were born here. It's like, they weren't in New Zealand. No, it's fine, they're ours. And yeah, and then Lying.score. So we got 8 nominations, which is very good for the Australian.
Wow, awesome. Now, what do you think are the biggest sort of snubs, and what are the biggest surprises? What do you think?
Well, it's interesting because what I think is, like, what the internet think are snubs and what I think are snubs are 2 different things. I was going online looking at, you know, what a lot of bigger Hollywood Reporter, Variety were saying, and they were saying things like Tom Hanks didn't get a nomination for Sully. Finding Dory didn't get a nomination for Best Animation. And Martin Scorsese's new film, Silence, didn't get a single nomination.
Scorsese got a new movie out.
Yeah, coming at the end of the year.
Oh.
And I haven't seen Silence, so I can't make a judgment on that.
Yep.
I don't actually think Finding Dory, you know, it was cute, but I thought it was a bit of a letdown.
It's a bit of a money grab as well, wasn't it?
Just a money grab, and I also just think it didn't have the magic of the first one.
There you go.
Tom Hanks for Sully. I feel like people just get mad whenever Tom Hanks isn't nominated for a film.
Amazing actor, though.
Yeah, he's great. Oh, I genuinely think he's great, but I don't think that it was a huge snub they didn't get one for Sully. Then, interestingly enough, kind of a surprise, Aaron Taylor Johnson got a nomination for the film Nocturnal Animals.
Right.
Which is a smaller film, and I just found that interesting in terms of, to me, because he got nominated, I think Jake Gyllenhaal and Michael Shannon got snubbed, because I actually think they were slightly better in that film and could have been nominated for supporting. But hey, I'm not in the Hollywood Foreign Press. Hollywood Foreign Press. And then for TV, the shows Mr. Robot, Narcos, House of Cards, and Orange is the New Black, none of them were nominated for TV
series. Wow, they're the big ones as well.
They are the big ones. Personally think the 2 biggest snubs of the night were Jeffrey Wright and Anthony Hopkins not getting a nomination for Westworld. Because I thought they were very good in that. And also I thought a snub for David Harbour for Strange Things, who played the sheriff. He didn't scratch a nomination. But the show did pick up a few nominations all, so they would probably be happy with that.
Well, there you go. Thank you very much, Scott, for joining us and telling us all about the Golden Globes.
That's what I'm here for.
And when's the actual award ceremony?
January 8th, I believe. So it'll be the 9th for Australia.
Right. Yeah, lovely. Well, thank you, Scott.